The plan is to set aside part of Georgia-Pacific's own landfill on Green Bay's far west side and line it with clay and two plastic liners. Then the PCB-contaminated sediment will be dumped there. Len Polsinski is the DNR's waste program manager in northeastern Wisconsin. He says Georgia-Pacific has already used the landfill to dispose of PCBs from an earlier pilot dredging project that began in 1999.
And to date, the monitoring on that cell hasn't shown anything leaking or coming out of that specially designed cell. They're proposing essentially the same construction as they did for that previous cell, and we have little reason to believe that it won't be just as successful.
Both the DNR and EPA say landfilling is a permanent solution to PCB disposal, but PCBs stay in the environment for many years, and that has raised some concerns. Becky Caters directs the Clean Water Action Council.
But this is hazardous waste level material, over 3,000 parts per million. It's like nothing else at that site. So it requires an extreme level of control and precaution. We would prefer to see them use a detoxification technology to break down that material to the extent possible.
But Caters acknowledges such technology is a lot more expensive. The DNR and Georgia-Pacific are hosting an informational meeting on the disposal plan June 1st at the Brown County Library. Written comments will be accepted until mid-June. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.